Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm going to talk to another friend. Rolene Marks, how are you?
I'm good, and you? Listen, we are forever young. At least that's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
Rolene Marks with the Israel Report. Tell us what's happening in the Middle East.
Well, a lot is happening in the Middle East. Of course, it's never a dull moment. It looks like we are heading full speed ahead to another election because, hey, what would 2020 be without an announcement of elections? But things are getting really, really hot, and we'll know for certain it's expected on Tuesday whether or not we're going to another set of elections. But in the meantime, Israel Biteinu chair Avigdor Lieberman has appealed to Gideon Sa'ar, who is a Likud minister who's now left the Likud to start his own party, as well as Naftali Bennett and Yair Lapid to join him in one massive block to try and prevent Netanyahu, should the Likud win the next election, from forming a coalition. So things are getting interesting. And also today we've heard that Gabi Ashkenazi, who is part of Benny Gantz's Blue and White, might be leaving the party. So things heating up there. Things also, unfortunately, heating up on the corona front with another increase in the amount of infections, and the health ministry saying earlier today that there is a very strong possibility that they will reimpose restrictions next week. Yuli Edelstein, he's the health minister. He wants to shut down commerce, or at least close commerce, which I don't think is going to be received very well because, you know, we've just opened malls and outdoor markets to try and breathe some kind of relief into stores, into these businesses that have severely hit. The the finance minister announcing statistics that at least 50,000 Israeli households are now living below the poverty line because of the effects of COVID-19. So there's a lot of things to consider, but we do have some light at the end of the tunnel with the vaccine, and it has been confirmed that President Rivlin, who is 82 years old, he will get the coronavirus vaccine on Sunday. He will go to Hadassah and Kerem Hospital in Jerusalem, and he will get the Zephyr. And Israel's Channel 12 have announced what they see that they have seen the plans for the vaccination drive. It hasn't been confirmed by the health ministry, but what they're saying is that first we're looking at hospital staff, health maintenance people, private medical clinic staff, dentists, medical and nursing students who are in the clinical stage of their training, as well as medics, and then high-risk people, including nursing home residents and staff, Israelis over 60, and this is at the decision or the discretion of the health providers, elderly Israelis who aren't in care facilities or nursing homes, and their caregivers, and people with particular high-risk conditions, including anybody who's received a lung transplant. And then Israel will vaccinate patients with diabetes, morbid obesity, COPD disease, which is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, high blood pressure, and other comorbidities, or anybody who else is immunocompromised. And then the line goes down to teachers, prison guards, prisoners, social workers, first responders, and then finally the general public, barring pregnant women, nursing women, women looking to fall pregnant, and anybody under 16 or with serious allergic reactions. So that's what is estimated at first, but it does seem a little bit more positive. And unfortunately, I think people have taken it too literally, because they aren't behaving themselves very well hence the rise in numbers.
Rolene, let's talk about things closer to home with respect to what's happening in Israel. We haven't seen much in respect of dialogue. It's been a year that most people just want to write off. But there's still the underlying issues between Palestinians and Israelis. Do you think come 2021 we can see some form of bridging of the divide?
Well, this is a question on everybody's minds, especially as we're looking at the Middle East starting to change. And what was very interesting is that we've heard from Mahmoud Abbas when we signed deals or announced normalization with Bahrain and the UAE. This time when it came to Morocco, he hasn't said anything. We haven't had a statement. And, you know, I don't want to speculate, but, you know, does this mean that something is starting to register, or, you know, and with the resignation of Hanan Ashrawi, who said that she's resigning because she wants to see more reforms, even though she's somebody who has been one of the worst propagators of anti-Israel and anti-Semitic rhetoric. You know, is there something starting to change? And I think there's also a wariness in the world that the Palestinians seem to be very stubborn or obstinate and don't want to come to the negotiating table. Israel, who is not without fault, and we have to be very clear about that, and it doesn't mean that you're anti-Israel if you criticize Israel, well, but, you know, we are a democracy and we don't get it right every time, has said famously in the past that, you know, we'll make peace with anybody who holds their hand out in peace. And we've seen the fruits of that labor this year. And we really hope that come next year, you know, we'll see some kind of change in attitude from the Palestinian side.
So let's talk about something you just said there. Me personally, I'm pro-peace, and most importantly, I'm pro-kindness. I know it's a weird and corny thing to say, but that's just me. And you mentioned something about people sometimes being pro-Israel perceived as being anti-Palestinian. What is your take on that assumption that's made by so many?
Well, I think, you know, this is a very important question that we need to ask. You know, if you talk to most Israelis are pro-peace. We don't want to see, you know, despite frustrations that we might have, despite a lot of mistrust, and we have to be honest there, we don't want to see a situation where the situation on the ground for our neighbors continues to deteriorate. We also don't want to go or to perpetuate this never-ending cycle of violence that fire rockets at us. We're forced to defend ourselves. It doesn't end. And we also don't want to send our children, because at the end of the day, it's our family members, our loved ones, our husbands, our colleagues, our friends, our fathers, our sons, our brothers, that go and fight these wars. And, you know, it's very frustrating as somebody who does comment on the Middle East and is Israeli to hear people in times of crisis say, you know, just go and flatten Gaza or just do this. You know, these are human beings that we're talking about. And while we might disagree with leadership and certain policies or clauses in charters, we still have to take cognizance that there are human, that these are human beings. And I think very often it's seen that in order to be pro one, you have to be anti the other. And I think, you know, I like what you say as we move forward, and maybe we need to adopt, you know, more forethought, more kindness, more compassion, that, you know, why does it have to be this or the other? Why can't it be, you know, look, I support peace, I support dialogue. What doesn't make the news is the tremendous amount of cooperation on the ground between Israelis and Palestinians, maybe not at a government level, but definitely at a civilian level or a civil society level, where people are cooperating, they are talking to each other, and this is how peace is built. One of the great presents that we've received with our very warm peace with the UAE and Bahrain is the interaction between everyday people. That's how peace is made, and that is happening at absolute warp speed.
There was a great song, Everyday People, that I'm going to be playing one of the days this week. Rolene Marks and the Israel Report, look so forward to chatting to you again tomorrow. And thank you so much. And you know what? We talk about we and them. And South Africa, we have our day of reconciliation. And hopefully we see something similar one day in Israel, still in our generation. Thank you so much for the Israel Report. We'll be chatting to you live again tomorrow. That was Rolene Marks with the Israel Report.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.